This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Nation Monday honors Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., an educator who studied Dr. King, calls the civil rights activist a quintessential American thinker. Dan Ott is a professor of philosophy and religious studies at Monmouth College. He says King was a serious academic who pondered whether to go into academia or pastoral ministry.
And he chose pastoral ministry, at least in part, because he thought that was the more socially active role, that he could make sort of more change on the ground, concrete change in people's lives if he went into pastoral ministry. And that really means, you know, social change, working on social problems through pastoral ministry.
Was that a concern or an interest of his early on, social activism?
Yes, definitely. He grew up in the church. His father was a pastor and really practiced what many are now calling the social gospel. His father was already a social activist. As he moved through his education, he moved away from his upbringing sort of theologically. He became more progressive theologically than his father was and than his background was. But that sort of call to work to better people's lives, to better the lives of African Americans, was always there for King, and a big part of why he went to seminary and even why he went on to get the PhD. He always had in mind of using that education for the social uplift of the people he served.
Do you feel many Americans today are responding to his call for social activism?
We see new movements that are doing important work. Many people are familiar with the Black Lives Matter movement. I think while it's a new mode, it's definitely in the spirit of Dr. King and the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s. There's another movement that is gaining steam and starting to gain notice, too, that's called the Poor People's Campaign, and you could kind of put a new in front of it. Reverend William Barber from North Carolina is one of the people leading that effort, and they see that as a kind of a continuation of the Poor People's Campaign that Dr. King was working on when he was assassinated. He was planning another kind of mass march into D.C., but this time with poor people from all over the land, from every ethnic background. And they were not only going to march to D.C. and have a rally there, but march to D.C. And camp themselves out there for a while and demand that the government see them and see their suffering. You know, I think the trick is, though, that lots of times what we remember is the I Have a Dream speech, and we remember those successful moments in King's career and those high moments in his career. And I sometimes worry that we, you know, forget the radical King, the King that was really doing the hard work, the not pretty work, the King that sometimes when he would do his work, people weren't happy with him. And I hope that we don't sort of whitewash King, and that we remember that there was a great struggle and that there continues to be a great struggle, and honor him not just through service is good, celebration of his legacy is good, but also we need to work on social change.
Toward the end of his life, he became a more vocal critic of war, the Vietnam War in particular. How do you see that tying into his earlier work?
Yeah, so he, at the end of his life, he identified what he called the evil triplets of racism, poverty, and militarism. And he saw them as inextricably linked. If you look at especially the Vietnam War, but it persists today, who was being sent to kill and to die, It was black and brown people and people from lower economic standing who, in the case of Vietnam, were being drafted. We know that some of our politicians were in a position where they had the economic resources to avoid that draft, but poor people did not have that ability. And he also thought about who were they being sent to kill. They were being sent to kill not people in power, not people with economic power, but people like themselves. And so poor and marginalized people become tools when we go to war. And King was very concerned with that.
Dan Ott is a professor of philosophy and religious studies at Monmouth College. He believes King would be deeply concerned today to see America in an almost perpetual state of war. Ott also thinks King would consider mass incarceration a social ill in the U.S. Ott hopes as Americans celebrate King today, they keep in mind that the struggles for peace and social justice that he fought for continue. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.